This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A2WAMU
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. It's the largest bank failure in U.S. history, the collapse of Washington Mutual in 2008. The bank had more than $300 billion in assets, but was sold off to JPMorgan Chase for less than $2 billion. Now, former WAMU executives are testifying before Congress about what happened. It's part of an ongoing investigation into some of the bank's seemingly shady mortgage lending practices. Here to talk WAMU with us is our very own Jeremy Hobson. He joins us live from New York. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Stacey.
The Senate has been investigating Washington Mutual for a year and a half. What have they found?
Well, the official results of the investigation don't come out until Friday, but we do know there will be charges of a pay system that rewarded loan officers for quantity of loans, not quality, of bonuses for packaging up these risky mortgages into securities and selling them to financial institutions on Wall Street, that there were ignored warnings about high default rates on these loans, and even charges of widespread fraud used to get people into mortgages that they couldn't otherwise afford.
Wow. The former CEO of Washington Mutual will testify today. Any idea of how he might respond to some of these charges?
Yeah, his prepared remarks have gotten out, and he says WAMU was just originating and selling all these risky adjustable rate mortgages because there was a huge appetite for them. Now, he says when it comes to the failure and subsequent fire sale of the bank to J.P. Morgan, that WAMU didn't get an opportunity to pursue other options. It was, in a sense, pushed into the deal by regulators who, he says, didn't care about its future the way that they did about other big Wall Street banks.
How do the regulators come off in this report?
Not so great. Nobody gets off easy here. It says the Office of Thrift Supervision, which was the main regulator of WAMU, didn't sound the alarms until just before the bank failed. And the report faults the FDIC for standing on the sidelines while WAMU deteriorated. And Stacey, quickly, the reason all this matters is the Senate is about to take up this big financial regulatory overhaul bill. So this is going to be really on the minds of everybody as they go into that debate.
Jeremy Hobson in New York. Thank you.
Thanks.
And speaking of financial institutions playing fast and loose with the law, the New York Times reports this morning Lehman Brothers used a dummy company to hide its losses before it collapsed in 2008. The firm, called Hudson Castle, would trade cash for Lehman's risky investments, making Lehman's books look stronger than they were. We've come a long way since the Lehman collapse. At least the markets have. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 11,000 for the first time in more than a year and a half, 68% above its lows last March. Overseas this morning, that $60 billion bailout plan for Greece isn't sitting so well with European investors. London's FTSE is off about 0.1%. Germany's DAX down just a bit as well. As the economy has improved in this country, we've started buying more stuff. Trade deficit numbers out this morning show that in February, imports of everything from clothes to televisions jumped more than 1.5%. Our exports were also up, their strongest showing in more than a year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com. And by Citrix, offering GoToMyPC, allowing users to work from anywhere via the web. More at GoToMyPC.com/market.
President Obama goes to Florida for a space summit later this week. The administration is planning big changes on how we get to and from outer space. Jill Barshay has more.
The U.S. government doesn't want to own rockets anymore. It only wants to ride on them. James Bennett is the president of Mach Plus Technologies, an aerospace company. He says NASA will continue to explore the frontiers of space, but Obama wants to commercialize the flights close to Earth.
Now, basically, you're telling the companies to operate the same way an airline does. In other words, instead of buying a rocket, the government buys a ticket. So it's a big paradigm shift in the way we're doing space.
Space tourists could buy tickets, too. John Logsdon is a professor emeritus of the Space Policy Institute at George Washington University. He says Obama also wants to pull the plug on NASA's program to send humans back to the moon and Mars.
There are some losers in this. I mean, the people involved in the current program called Constellation don't like the fact that it's being proposed for cancellation.
The cut would mean big job losses in Florida. That's where Obama will detail his new space plan Thursday. I'm Jill Barshay from Marketplace.
Conan O'Brien has a new home on Basic Cable. The former Tonight Show host announced a deal for a new show on TBS. Many expected O'Brien to sign a deal with Fox after NBC gave The Tonight Show back to Jay Leno. But Conan's choice could mean a big bump for cable. Marketplace's Amy Scott has more.
Robert Thompson teaches television and pop culture at Syracuse University. He says a lot of his students have no idea where TBS is on the cable dial.
And once Conan starts there, I think they will find out.
With money coming in from advertising and subscriber fees, cable networks are a small but growing threat to broadcast television. Thompson says more and more hit shows, like Mad Men and Damages, are on cable.
It's true that I think Conan takes a symbolic step down by going to TBS, but it really may be more of a step into the future.
But even the biggest hits on cable have much smaller audiences. Bill Carroll is with the Katz Television Group.
For the foreseeable future, broadcast is still going to be the dominant medium in the sense that more people are going to watch broadcast television.
For O'Brien, the biggest risk might be going head-to-head with The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert on Comedy Central. Syracuse's Robert Thompson says college students like Conan O'Brien, they'd take a bullet for Jon Stewart. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And finally, Twitter rolls out its ad service today. Promoted tweets will start popping up when users do searches on the site. Eventually, Twitter will insert ads into tweet streams. This goes to show there are now three certainties in life: death, taxes, and advertising. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.